Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Libertor. Today, we're diving into something really specific that I think a lot of people are curious about, buying a home on Siesta Key. David, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, Siesta Key is such a unique market. It's one of those places where people either dream about living there or they're already there and trying to figure out what comes next with their property.
Right? I mean, Siesta Key has this reputation. Right? It's got the beaches, the lifestyle, the whole vibe. But I'm curious, when you're working with buyers who are looking to move there, what are the biggest things they need to understand before they even start looking at listings? Oh, wow. So it's not like you just say, I want to buy on Siesta Key and that's it. There's real nuance there. What about pricing? Like, how do you even begin to understand what things are actually worth in a place like that?
Pricing is huge. You've got to look at comps, comparable sales, but you also need to understand what's driving the value. Is it beachfront? Is it the view? Is it the lot size? And then there's the seasonal factor. Siesta Key sees a lot of activity, and pricing can fluctuate based on what's on the market at any given time. You really need to dig into the data and understand the trends over time, not just what's happening today.
That's smart. And I imagine if you're looking at waterfront properties, which seems like a big draw to Siesta Key, there's probably some extra stuff you need to check out, right?
Absolutely. Waterfront due diligence is critical. You need to understand flood zones, erosion, what kind of permits you might need if you want to do anything with the property. You've got to think about storm surge, hurricane risk, saltwater intrusion. And then there's the infrastructure, seawalls, docks, all that stuff. It can be expensive to maintain or repair. A lot of people fall in love with the waterfront view and don't think about these practical things until it's too late.
No kidding. So you really have to do your homework before you put in an offer. Speaking of which, when someone's ready to actually make a move on a property in Siesta Key, what does a smart offer look like?
A smart offer is one where you've done all your research first. You know the market, you know the comps, you understand what the property is actually worth. Then you come in with a realistic number backed by data. You also want to think about contingencies, inspection, appraisal, financing. In a place like Siesta Key, you might also want to be thoughtful about timing. Sometimes being patient pays off, and you always want to work with someone who knows this specific market inside and out.
I love that. So it's really about being informed, not just emotional, about the location. Because yeah, Siesta Key is beautiful, but you can't let that be the only thing driving your decision, right?
Exactly. The emotional part is real. I get it. But the best buyers are the ones who fall in love with the place and do the work to make sure it's actually a smart investment. Those two things aren't mutually exclusive.
That's really good advice. David, this has been super helpful. For anyone out there thinking about making a move to Siesta Key, it sounds like the key is really understanding the market, doing your due diligence, especially with waterfront properties, and then making a smart, informed offer. Thanks so much for walking us through this.
Thanks for having me. It was great talking through this. Siesta Key is an amazing place, and if you're thinking about buying there, just make sure you're doing it with your eyes wide open.